Thank you very much, John, and welcome to the High School Volleyball Preview Show. Jeff Blankman with you here again over the next hour and a half to 2 hours. Tyler Bruner and I are going to be talking with all 10 of our area volleyball coaches. Right now, we're going to start things off the new head coach up at Kemper, Rusty Wintermote. And Coach, appreciate you coming in today.
Well, I know you don't like to go by Mr. Blankman because it doesn't state very much, but I have a lot of respect for what you do for the kids and everything, and I appreciate you taking the time and offering this up to come and visit.
Coach, I mentioned new coach, first year as the head coach here, not first year as a head coach, and certainly not a first year with the program. You were an assistant here a couple of seasons ago. So how has that helped the transition? One, having been a coach before, number two, having been a coach with these kids before.
Well, just knowing the kids, I think, is still, I've had to come around and figure out who these kids are again.
Yep.
But it's been a quicker response to understanding who they are and what they want and what they look for. The first year was getting acclimated to a program that's a top 10 program and what the expectations are. Not used to that. I came from programs that you had to build up to that.
Right.
People kind of just felt like it was a special thing. Well, it's an occurrence that has happened for them a lot at Kemper. And it's getting the idea that I have the ability to do it. Like I stated before, I've got to make sure I got to find a way I don't screw it up, because the kids are already there. Physically, they have the tools because, again, my assistant coaches, Boz and Lonnie, they have done a great job. And, you know, I've been around as a volleyball official in the college ranks and 5A teams. So you see what good teams do together. And I kind of take from what I've seen to what coming back to. It wasn't very hard for me to say yes when Mr. Power asked me to do it and asked me to interview for the job. And it was like, you know what? This is a top 10 program. I believe I can do it. But also visiting with the kids, they were very acceptance of it happening as well, too. I think as long as I had the kids on board and agreeing to it, it was kind of a no-brainer to want to do it.
What are we going to see for a style from the Knights?
Well, you're going to see we're going to run a 6-2 offense. Or they're used to running a 5-1. Ashlyn Bating will still be the primary setter. And she's been working hard as a practice so far of wanting to be a right side hitter as well, too, so she can have that opportunity to play all six positions. But right now she's going to share the spot from the very beginning of the season. I have three outstanying young girls that are vying for that second position. Carson Overmall,
mm-hmm.
a sophomore, who had a little bit of time, I think, on varsity last year.
Yep.
An incoming freshman, Elsa Tiefenthaler, and again, I apologize if I mess up these names because I'm trying to get used to all of them. She's got a little bit of fire and competitive that she hates to lose. And then there's the current senior, Macy Simons, who really wants to be a setter again.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working her as setter, and she's got some nice hands. So I've got three girls trying to buy for that second position. And then try and find which setter goes with which hitters and who can gel together to make this offense run. We'll run a little bit quicker style offense. You know, the six hitters that are predominantly ready for the varsity level right now, I've got Casey Peters, Aubrey Houghton, returning Sophie Bating, who is, I believe you're going to see a lot of awesome things out of this year. She's shown that so far this summer. Had a good showing at the Johnston camp. You've got Franny Glenn, who is probably start out at middle, but she's been working all three phases of hitting. Lauren Bell. And then you throw in probably an incoming freshman, Brianna Whitrock, who has blossomed as a right side hitter, but will probably be starting out as a left side hitter. And then add in probably, and again, I say these names and I haven't really chosen a varsity yet.
Right.
But these are kind of the kids that have gone to camp and have stood out. And, you know, Kaylee Simons, who is probably going to be either a DS or a libero, has some unique quickness and just reading of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Return Ava Pelody, who will be a DS. Melinda Schaefer, who has had moments as a DS as well, too. Allison Ostrander, you know, those are kids right now. Then you got, you know, some incoming freshmen. You got Wally after the commercial because she has a good block in her, and that's, I can't say the last name, Schecklenburg.
Okay.
Olivia Schecklenburg, who has shown a lot of promise that to do some things. So I know I'm forgetting some names. I apologize, girls, for that, but it's a group that has been fun. But you're going to see, hopefully, you know, through our work, a lot better serve receive passing into a more of a quick style offense.
What's the focus been in preseason camp and preseason
serve
practice?
Serve receive, and then timing with the quicker offense. That has been our main focus. But, you know, the quicker part of the offense will come. But if you can't serve receive, offense doesn't mean diddly
right.
to anybody. So we have focused on trying to find the right three so far through the first 2 days of practice, official practice. We've trying to find those four or five kids that are going to be the primary back row, you know, serve receive individuals. And we're getting there. Every day is someone else steps up. And they seem to be very focused at the beginning because they know that's what they need to improve on. It's now we've got to get them into the tired mentality. We still got to do these things. So serve, receive, and mental toughness when it comes to that. And in the all-around part of the game, when you're tired, that's trying to get them to understand that they have the ability, got the talent. Let's throw the mental part in there. So those are things that we've been trying to work on.
Coach, a lot of veterans coming back, but in that list of names, you mentioned some younger kids. How have those groups kind of combined with each other and gelled?
They have nicknames for each other. So you know when they have nicknames and not mean names, they have nicknames for each other. But here's the one thing that I told them when we were practicing. I said, I could tell I have a group of kids that can gel together. And here's what I mean is that when we were playing the good Dowling Catholics and the Dyke New Hartfords, and we did something well, there was more cheering from the sideline and there was cheering on the court. So I'll give you an example. Carson Overmall, we were playing Dowling Catholic, and we went on a run to try and kind of seal the victory, and Carson Overmall was serving, and she nailed three aces in a row on them, right in the middle, just dropped, couldn't pick it up. On the last one, I mean, they were excited on both of them, but on the third one, Carson comes running in. They all ran in and cheered. Franny Glenn took both hands and just shoved her, and I thought Carson was going to go through the wall, but it was like more of a... They were excited for each other, and I'm seeing more of that excitement within each other. There isn't that. It's been their motto to make sure that everybody is acknowledging whoever did what. It doesn't matter. If you're a person that got the kill, you're a person that got the setter, it seems to be more slaps around and high fives and pushes and smiles at each other, even with the younger kids.
Coach, Hawkeye 10's always been strong. Last year, Glenwood, Lewis Central, Red Oaks always there along with Kemper. You also see St. Albert, traditional teams that seem to make state a lot. How's the conference look like this year? Where do you feel you guys fit into the mix?
Well, I think every coach should always say you fit in the mix at the top. I didn't see a lot of those teams last year, and I'm just visiting with the assistant coaches. I see it as Red Oaks, they don't have any returning hitters in the center, so they've got to reload a little bit. Glenwood has to reload. We played them over down at the Johnston camp, and she had her starting eight that was going there, and we beat them 2-0. I know the summer doesn't mean anything about the fall, so they're reloading. St. Albert has to replace a big hitter and a libero.
Yep.
You know, if I were to say, I think out of all the teams, we have the most coming back. Yeah, we've got to replace two outside hitters that had 2 years varsity experience, and we don't have any varsity experience at that. But I think talent-wise, they're very similar.
Right.
It's just experience-wise, they're not similar. So I really feel if you look at the overall starting six, I feel like we have the most coming back as far as experience. Mm-hmm. The only team I don't know a lot about is Lewis Central.
Right.
I don't know how old they were last year. I didn't really keep track of that. I just know they're athletic. They'll run the same style of offense we will run. So it's kind of like quick on quick, who's going to win it? But if you're the returning conference champion, everybody's got to go after you. But I really feel like with what is up there, where I believe we have the better team coming back in the conference, just looking at stats and looking at the individuals and the positions. And I feel like we could be better at some positions than we were, you know, last year. But we don't know that until we play. But I really think Atlantic's going to be the team that everybody's going to have to really fight hard to beat this year. But I believe we have the talent to do that. And the girls have never lost to Atlantic.
Right.
So mentally in their mind, they're going to believe that they still got to beat us.
Right.
So that's how I kind of feel about the conference. And again, it's just that's from an official standpoint when I saw some of them. And it's just reading some articles about who's coming back and not coming back. And when I read those articles, it's like, boy, we've got some of the better hitters back. We've got definitely a better setter coming back. Yeah, we got to place a libero, but I believe we can do that. We've got one of the better middle hitters, two middle hitters, coming back. And I think when you factor in that, I think everybody has to look at us.
Right.
I don't want to sound cocky, but it just feels like I don't think we're going to kind of use that. I don't think they're showing enough respect for maybe who Kemper is. And yeah, they lost some people, but do you really know who you have, who you're talking about? So I think we're going to prove some people wrong. You know, and just answer it through our work of play. You know, not through our words, because words mean little right now. They just see, here's who we think we are. I really feel like they're going to show it on the court and be a totally different team than they've been the last 2 years as far as their what they're able to accomplish from the weak points that they had the last 2 years. I really think, I really feel like we probably could be, will be the favorite. But on paper, Atlantic's the favorite to do it this year anyway.
Well, Coach, I would put you guys at the top of the list, but appreciate you coming in today. Yeah. Looking forward to working with you this year. Haven't told you yet, but you get to join me every Saturday morning for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show coming up this fall. So looking forward to getting a chance to talk to you every week.
I look forward to that. Well, thanks for the opportunity, Mr. Blankman.
You bet. Head coach again at Rusty Winter Mode again with the Kemper Knights. We'll step away. We'll continue to preview the high school volleyball season. We'll talk with Carol Tagger head coach Michaela Klink. That's coming up next here on at KCIM.